Hawaii has been a center for intelligence for longer than it's been a destination for tourism. In the 1800s, the Kingdom of Hawaii was home to various spies and agents, British, Germans, Russians, not to mention Americans and Japanese. An appetite for intelligence continues today, and not just among private contractors. The U.S. Pacific Command oversees some 330,000 military and civilian personnel, according to its official website. That includes various components of military intelligence. Just last year, the National Security Agency expanded its operations in Hawaii. The NSA opened a new regional operations center near Wahiawa and announced the price tag of the project is $358 million. In a news release at the time, the local commander of the NSA in Hawaii said the center provides unparalleled cryptologic support in gathering and analyzing foreign signals intelligence. The NSA defines that as intelligence derived from electronic signals and systems used by foreign targets, such as communication systems, radars, and weapons systems. The local office of the FBI includes counterintelligence as part of its mission. And then there's the Defense Department's Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies. Officials describe it as a DoD academic institute, founded nearly 20 years ago in Honolulu. With the Obama administration's so-called policy pivot to Asia, Hawaii's intelligence role is not likely to diminish, no matter what happens with the case of Edward Snowden. Bill Dorman, HBR News.